Welcome to Katz Reviews. This is Ed Katz of Catnip Marketing, marketing consultant by day, theater and film critic by night, with my weekly review segment, Katz Reviews, here for you on WICC 600. I did not recall having been to the Ivoryton Playhouse in Eastern Connecticut. If I was, then it was when I was much younger. It's a charming spot, best found with a GPS. This season, they've already produced classics like The Fantastics and Grease, as well as a much-acclaimed version of A Night with Janis Joplin. And they have the recent Broadway hit Once, starting September 19th. Their current production is A Chorus Line, the Michael Bennett award-winning smash hit from the mid-70s with great music and lyrics by Marvin Hamlisch and Ed Kleban, and the book by James Kirkwood and Nicholas Dante. It started August 8th and runs through September 2nd. The story, well set up by the opening number, titled I Hope I Get It, features the entire cast as they prepare for their dance auditions for a spot in a new Broadway show. And that's the simple plot. We get to know many of the cast members as the director, played with some compassion by Edward Stanley, asks them to talk about themselves and, nervously for most of them, they tell us some details of their lives, and sometimes sing and dance, too. But just because it's a simple concept doesn't mean it can't be powerful as well. And the audience finds itself rooting for more of the characters than there are openings for in the chorus line. The director only needs 8. So we know there will be disappointment for most of the characters. And that's the crux of the show. Why the characters willingly risk continually being disappointed when the odds are against them. And it's compelling. A Chorus Line is the kind of show a regional theater can do a good job with. The set design can be simple, and the costumes, except at the end, are simple too. The key is finding the actors who can also dance and, of course, sing. All along the walls of the Ivoryton are black and white photos of famous actors who've appeared on their stage from years ago. And it's quite impressive. From Katharine Hepburn, Buddy Ebsen, and Sid Caesar, to Maureen Stapleton, Alan Alda, and Gretchen Mol. And many others. So somehow Ivoryton's always managed to find talented actors, and here they filled most of the larger roles with Equity members, which makes sense. But a couple of the featured roles, Diana, who sings What I Did for Love, and Val, who sings Dance 10, Looks 3, otherwise known as the song about her body parts I really can't say on the radio, are played by non-Equity actors, Natalie Madeline and Alexa Rocchiopi. Both did terrific jobs with their big numbers and were great throughout the show. Big applause also went to Skylar Beeman as Greg and Lily Thomas as Sheila. Stephanie Genito as Cassie sang and acted well, but her dancing was a letdown. Director Todd Underwood does a good job moving the cast of 25 around the relatively small stage. The music direction by Michael Morris, one of 9 musicians, does Hamlisch's music justice, and I give Ivoryton Playhouse's production of A Chorus Line 4 stars out of 5. It's running Wednesdays through Sundays through September 2nd. For more info, visit ivorytonplayhouse.org. A brief note, every year I try to catch at least some of the New York Musical Theater Festival, known as NYMPH. This year I only caught one show, but it was a good one, needing just a little script tweaking. It's called The Gunfighter Meets His Match. It's much more than a Western spoof. There's a lot going on in it. And it's fun as well. And the music is terrific. Kudos to everyone involved, especially creator Abby Payne, who wrote the book, music, and lyrics, and featured vocalist Shara Radin. Catch my reviews right here this time each week and on my Facebook page and website, katzreviews.com. That's katzreviews.com, where you will find all my WICC 600 reviews. This is Ed Katz talking theater for WICC 600.